I'd just like to ask you a little bit more about two specific measures that you're calling on Minister Shorten to address. So I was wondering what accessible public transport and community outreach would look like in reality.
So accessible public transport for us looks like having frequent local services that are easy to catch and have shelter, shade, seats, things like that, to help make sure people can be comfortable if they're waiting for, say, the bus. What that looks like in real life is, if it's a really hot day, let's say it's like, 35 degrees, it's pretty humid, and you're going to the bus or the train station, and there is no shade or protection. Maybe the sun is right at an angle where, just no, you like you can either stand in like the very thin shade of a pole, or you've got no other relief. And you could be waiting for 10, 15, 20 minutes at the, the train station or the bus stop with the sun blaring down at you. And that can have an impact on anyone's health. To be honest, there's lots of people could become dehydrated if you've had a really tough night's sleep or a long walk to the bus stop. That could have a health impact on anyone, make them feel dehydrated, dizzy, moving towards heat exhaustion if it gets really bad. And that's just, what we're talking about in terms of shelter seats at public transport stops. This isn't new technology. We're not asking anyone to invent a new material or, get a Nobel Prize or things like that. Like, this is just affordable, effective infrastructure that will make it easier for way more people to, access public transport on hot days. When it comes to checking in on people, we know that in some states or local government areas, when it's a really hot day, people get a call from, sometimes it's the Red Cross, sometimes it's their local council to say, "Hey, how are you going?" We think it's really important to be checking in on people because isolation is one of the most deadly factors during heat waves. So, what happens is people are at home. They might be feeling a bit dehydrated, a bit unwell. They're not haven't got very much energy, but they don't really recognize the level of danger that they're in. And so, by the time they start to get, feeling really woozy, feeling really sick, that might be past the point that they feel like, they've got the gathered mind or they're feeling okay to reach out to someone as well. That's why we need to be proactively checking in on people. As I mentioned before, not everyone has the same ability to regulate their body temperature. So we don't all have the same sense of how hot it is in our homes as well. So it could be really hot and people are still wearing cardigans or a jumper or too much clothes or not drinking enough water. So those are people who especially we need to just be checking in on and saying, are you comfortable? What can we do? Do you want to come over to my place to have, sit in the aircon? If you've got aircon, you can ask people about that. But, fundamentally, like, here are things that the government can do and should be doing to help keep people safe.